Tour guide Nancy Tony leads a group down into Horse Cave in the south central town of Horse Cave, Kentucky. She points over a railing at one of the two rivers tumbling below.
And this is the river that the sewage treatment plant was dumping the sewage into through that sinkhole. So the water that you see would have been black, those rocks would have been black, you would have been able to see clusters of bloodworms hanging to all of the rocks.
Today, the rivers run clear and clean, and the eyeless white crayfish that disappeared when pollution was killing the cave have made their way back. But it's been a long haul. Humans have been leaving their mark on caves for thousands of years. We've sheltered in them, we've told our stories on their walls. In the Prohibition era 1920s, locals even created an entire subterranean nightclub in one of Horse Cave's deep-set caverns, complete with orchestra and dance floor. But it wasn't until recently that people understood that what goes into a cave can come out the other end with consequences.
They're not just simply holes in the ground.
This is David Foster. He's head of the American Cave Conservation Association, which is headquartered right above Horse Cave.
They're holes that evolved because rainwater was moving through sinkholes and dissolving them and widening them and opening them. And that rainwater has to go somewhere. It doesn't just seep into the ground and continue to the center of the earth. It comes back out in the form of springs.
Foster says that if you contaminate a cave system, you contaminate the springs that emerge from the cave. And because those springs feed our rivers and streams, you're ultimately contaminating the water we depend on for drinking. Beneath about 40% of Kentucky's land is a geological formation called karst. It's basically limestone that water can easily dissolve, splitting open cracks, forming sinkholes, and eventually caves. Karst doesn't remove any impurities from water. It lets it pass right through. So Foster says that when he arrived in Horse Cave 20 years ago, runoff from homes and industry had taken their toll on the cave.
What we had was an open sewer in the middle of town.
And the pollution was edging its way into the nearby and better-known Mammoth Cave system. But money from the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Park Service helped build a regional sewer treatment system that went online in 1989. The cave got cleaner, but other groundwater contaminants were still causing problems.
Whenever it would rain, we would smell a gasoline odor. And then we went through a period where the EPA had a program removing all the underground storage tanks that had been leaking. After that got done, we almost never had that problem.
After years of environmental cleanup, the cave ecosystem has come back. But it will always be a delicate balance in a cave ecosystem. With only a few species depending on each other in this rare, sunless environment, it's easy to tip the scales. Rick Toomey heads Mammoth Cave Science and Learning Center. He says that, for example, aquatic cave animals rely on the organic material in water that seeps into the cave.
The cave fish, the cave shrimp, these organisms eat the organic material itself. We're very much dependent on that.
But they're also vulnerable for the same reason, because in with that organic material could also come toxins, poisons, pollution.
Household runoff is still potentially an issue. It's still an agricultural area. We have to make sure, work with people on best management practices, trying to reduce the amount of chemical usage.
Scientists at both Mammoth Cave and Horse Cave monitor groundwater constantly. But caves without national protection or vigilant conservation, caves all over Kentucky, are often still neglected. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.